Mona Ice basketball team has a couple games that are behind them, including one that they had with Murray. Now, that, you know, the game with Murray that they had last night, it was almost 2 weeks removed from their first game. But Lamoni traditionally has opened up pretty early in the season. And again, this did this year with Central Decatur. Ted Smith is head basketball coach for Lamoni. And again, it's not back-to-back-to-back, and you're not going to the Mountain Air Tournament, and you're not putting together the really excessively brutal schedule that you've had before, but it's still a ranked opponent, and I think legitimately so, maybe in Class 2A this year with Central Decatur, because you've got – that is a quick perimeter-based team that's all back and all skilled this year. But I also have – I would guess Lamoni is – doesn't mind taking on the challenge, and maybe win or lose, they'll still embrace that. Is that the way you approached it?
Well, yeah, that's the way we have to go into it. We know they're a very good team. They were ranked fourth in Class 2A in the preseason, and we go into it going, you know, we got nothing to lose. We go in and do the best we can, try to do what we want to do is see if we can. And we went into it, and the girls actually they did some things really well. They tried to do what we asked them to do, and there were some positive things coming out of that night, even though we got doubled up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll see too many teams this year that will require you to defend so many positions where a player can, you know, go for 10 or 15, and Central Decatur is a little like that this year.
Well, yeah, they are. There isn't anybody that's not capable of scoring double digits, and they got girls that can come off the bench and do the same thing. So there's never a break anywhere on our defensive side of the floor. We got to be moving all the time, and they, like you said, they know how to move with and without the ball. They're very good ball handlers, and they know how to find the open person for a good look. They just do a nice job.
What that kind of game does do, though, is gives you a standard to look at now, and then because of the way the schedule was now, it gives you some practice time or gives you some court time to look it over and adjust however you were going to, and then had Murray coming in last night, and I don't know, to me it kind of looked like that was a typical Murray Lamoni game. One team might get an advantage, but the other team isn't going to let him go all that far. It looked like they maybe got away from you a little bit in the second quarter, and I'm not sure how much you were able to reel that back at any particular time in the third and fourth quarter, but it looked like the second quarter was enough in the end.
Yeah, that was it. We were up by two at the end of the first quarter, and then we had a lull. We scored like 5 points in the second quarter, and they scored 14, and so at halftime they were up by seven. When you're battling back against a pretty good defensive ball club, and they had a big girl inside, tall girl, 6'2", and she was strong on both sides of the court. But, what I want to focus on is, you're right. We got down by seven. We kept trying to battle back, and at one point I think we might have even been down by 13 or so, and came back and end up, I think it was a 9-point game, but I think we had it closer than that even at one point in the fourth quarter. I think we got it back to 7 again, but we just couldn't bring it back any closer than that. But the kids never gave up, and they worked hard the whole time.
Now, what kind of a matchup are they for you? With Central Decatur, you have to deal – they actually have a little bit of length, but you really have to deal with their quickness. And Murray's had – in recent years, they've had at least a little bit more length than Lamoni. That's at least something that you have to adjust to. What's your matchup with them this year?
Yeah, that's the same thing. They work hard and they do a nice job getting the ball around and getting around or finding an opening down inside. And they work hard to get it down inside and get the easy shot down underneath. So that's the thing that we have to deal with, and this wasn't a conference match. We have one more conference game with them later in the year, and we got to look to see how we're going to make them focus more on trying to score from the outside. But yeah, they've got some length, and they like to work it down in.
You really do get back now to as far as the schedule is concerned, you get back to some regularity Tuesday, Friday, or at least two games a week, and some stuff like that. At least going into middle part of December, so for the next. I guess two and a half, 3 weeks. And the first one of the stretch, or coming off Murray, the next one, I guess, is going to be Twin Cedars. And, you know, in recent years when you've had, you know, Twin Cedars and Moravia, you know, if you've been consistent about playing those about this time of year. And, boy, it wasn't that all that long ago when those were really two difficult matchups, which really just added to an already really difficult slate for you. Twin Cedars kind of trying to get themselves back to competitive now, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and you know, they've struggled for a couple of years, but I expect they'll have some young girls coming up from middle school that will be competitive and will make them more competitive. And I expect it to be you know, one of those games where both teams are going to be battling hard, and you know, see who can come out on top when it's all over.
Okay, that's Lamoni head basketball coach Ted Smith.